Welcome to Real Money with David Holland, the show that focuses on real people, real problems, and real solutions. David is a certified financial planner with over 20 years of financial experience. And because he actually provides advice to clients on a daily basis, our hyperactive compliance department wants us to tell you that David Holland is an investment advisor representative of Holland Advisory Services, a registered investment advisory firm. He also offers insurance and annuity products through Holland Insurance Services. Holland Advisory Services and Holland Insurance Services are separate affiliated companies that share common ownership under Holland Financial. Commentary given during this radio program is usually pretty smart, but should not be considered investment, insurance, tax, or legal advice. Views expressed concerning specific securities should not be considered an offer to buy or sell. Investment advice and financial planning services can only be given after an analysis of an individual's situation, only if you hire David and his firm to help you, and only available where Holland Advisory Services is registered or exempt from registering. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here comes the unfiltered truth about money, investing, and retirement planning from a man who will give it to you straight. No bias and no spin. Here he is, David Holland.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I have a very interesting guest on the line with you today. In fact, he shares my keen interest on retirement income planning and analysis. His name is John Bevacqua. He is president and founder of Nested Interest, LLC, and the website for today's program is nestedinterest.com. John, I'm going to call you John because Bevacqua is a mouthful. John, welcome to the program.
Thank you, David.
All right, it's good to have you on. Okay, so first, let's tell our listeners, let's give them a little bit of your background. I have my little cheat sheet here, and it says you have a bachelor's in mathematics and actuarial science, University of Connecticut. You've got an MBA, entrepreneurship and finance from Columbia Business School, Columbia University. So that right there tells me you're a pretty smart guy, and you really know your way with numbers.
Well, thanks, David. Yeah, I've actually been spending the bulk of my career as an actuary.
Okay.
And really about 5 years ago where I made the switch over to financial planning. So.
Well, that's excellent. You know, CPAs, I'm a CPA. CPAs love actuaries because you're the only guys that we get to make fun of. Okay.
I tell you, I worked at Deloitte for about 13 of my professional years, and I've got a fairly lengthy list of actuarial jokes.
So. I'll bet you have. All right. Well, I'm glad to have you on. And again, the website, ladies and gentlemen, is nestedinterest.com. Okay, so let's start with this, and we'll get into a little bit about what you've done with your website, which I think is very interesting. Let's talk about this just for a second, because I'm really personally interested in this myself, because what I do every day is work with people about planning their retirement and making sure they don't run out of income before they run out of life. So give us your perspective with what you see with, you know, the changes that are happening in the United States with longevity getting longer, and well, of course, what's happened with the markets and how people's how they've had the experiences of the down markets and all of those, you know, things that are happening. What's your take? Where are we headed?
It's a great question. I wish I had the perfect answer, but certainly I think we've been in a fairly unprecedented period over the last 5 years. When you look at all the factors that are really sort of working against people who are just preparing for retirement, maybe recently retired, and you can just kind of go down the list. You know, when you look at what's been happening with the stock market, there's obviously been a lot of, a fair amount of volatility built into that. You have low interest rates, which are actually working against a lot of retirees who want to put their money into fixed income instruments.
And sure.
Are really relying upon getting that interest return. That's obviously been very difficult to do in this environment. You've got a lot of question marks on pension plans for the very few people who happen to have those.
True.
As well as Social Security, right? There's a lot of questions on the table about what's going to happen with Social Security going forward. So there's a lot of issues, just to name a few, that I think are really creating quite a headwind for this generation of retirees. And kind of what got me into Nested Interest is really recognizing that this generation of retirees are really kind of, unlike prior generations, are really, by and large, having to shoulder the burden on their own.
Yeah, they're on
own. Exactly. So kind of what prompted me to go down and create some of the content I have in Nested Interest was to really help these people become a little more knowledgeable about the issues they need to be thinking about going forward and hopefully do a better job of crafting the right types of financial strategies.
Yeah, because when we say they're on their own, of course, they're not on their own because there's financial planners like me and there are people like you that are very interested in helping them understand what to do. But it's almost like, you know, we hear the term the perfect storm. And I saw that movie. I don't know if you ever saw it with Clooney was in that one. And there's that moment where they think they've gotten out of they get over this big wave and they think they're out of the storm, and then they see the storm coming from the two other directions. It's like, oh, that's it. And I think for a lot of retirees or people that are soon to retire, they already know that that's there, and they're like, well, what do I do? So that's why I was excited to have you on the program, because part of what you're trying to do is help people understand the impact of their decisions and do some, you know, what if, and then figure out solutions.
Yeah,
exactly. That's very good. You know, there's a lot of course, concern. You mentioned, one of the things you also mentioned is Social Security, and that seems to always be on people's minds. And, you know, very often people ask me, you know, can I count on it? And I say, you can count on it till you can't count on it. It was originally designed for a purpose, and then it's been expanded and changed over the years. So, you know, I think it's reasonable for people to depend on it. But it's one of those what ifs.
That's right. Yeah, my view is, I think that over the near term, I think it's sort of politically untenable for a lot of significant changes to be made to the program. But when you start looking down the road, maybe 15, 20 years, I think clearly there's going to be a lot of question marks in terms of whether Social Security in its current form is going to continue to exist. And even when we look at some of the proposed changes on the table, such as maybe taking a little bit of the air out of the cost of living adjustment on the income benefit. So those are things that people really need to be keeping an eye on, because if Social Security is not going to be keeping pace with inflation as well as it has historically, they need to be thinking about other ways of being able to achieve that.
So, that's very well put, John, because people say, well, David, tell me what you think is really going to happen. Sometimes I get pressed on this point, and I say, well, here's what I think, and you can tell me what you think, John. You know, I think, first of all, if you're over 50, it's politically dangerous for anybody to take it away from you because of the voting block. Under 50, that's another story. But then what they're going to do is they're going to do what you said, and they're going to start slowing up on the benefit increases. Then next, they'll do more about needs-based, income-based adjustments where, you know, it's not just if you retire at 62 instead of 66, where you face a give back of benefits if you make over, what is it, 14,000 or so. They'll start expanding that to make it catch more people.
Right.
That seems a logical thing. So, you know, if somebody's already retired, they're getting Social Security, I think it's fair to say there's a really good chance they're going to keep getting it.
If I was to be putting a bet on it, that's exactly where I would put it. I think it is probably going to be fairly safe for this generation going forward. But for people who are thinking about retiring, you know, maybe 15, 20 years down the road, obviously they need to be probably starting to think about some contingency planning for their own retirement.
That's very good. If you're just joining us, we have John Bevacqua. Is that right? Did I get it right?
That's exactly right.
Bevacqua. I wrote it down, ladies and gentlemen. I got it phonetically on my piece of paper because I promised John I'd say it right. John Bevacqua is with me. NestedInterest.com is the website. And now let's turn our attention to that, John. Let's talk a bit about what you've done with your website, because I'm very curious. And as a financial planner advisor, you and I are going to talk about maybe how I can use that with, you know, helping people figure out things. And we'll talk about that another time. But help us understand how you've constructed this website. A little more detail about what you're trying to do with it.
Sure. Yeah, I think what I'm really trying to do is to get more information out into the public domain that might help people who maybe otherwise wouldn't be engaged on this topic. And I think there's all kinds of statistics, David, I'm sure you're aware of this, that I think less than 50% of the people who are post-retirement have actually reached out to a financial planner or have any kind of a formal financial plan in place. And I'm sure there's a number of reasons why that's the case. But, you know, certainly what I thought would be hopefully of value to those individuals would be to present some type of information via the Internet that would be accessible directly, that they can start to look at these issues. And on the website, I've also even put up a model that they can use to answer a few questions and maybe get an idea of, you know, some of the financial strategies that they may want to think about.
Good.
And be able to kind of get their toe in the water, so to speak, and be able to start to get engaged in these topics and think about what this means to themselves and where they should be heading.
I like that. And because, you know, a financial planner can certainly help, but I think people also need to understand that, and I always say this, it's your money. I tell people, it's your money. We can help you, but there is going to be a need for some personal responsibility and paying attention so you can have an idea of what to do. And so on your site, nestedinterest.com, I've been to it and I've looked at some of the different areas. This is not just simply financial calculators. I mean, you've got a lot of information here.
That's right. This is really drawing upon my, you know, 25 years of experience. Even though I was an actuary, there's clearly a lot of overlap between what I did as an actuary in the insurance area and a lot of the issues dealing with kind of the delivery of financial advice to people who are out in the market, you know, looking for the types of advice. So, you know, as an actuary, you're the engineer behind building a lot of these solutions to help people manage their retirement. You know, actuaries help, you know, design and create annuities. They're also behind looking at things like Social Security and pension plans to make sure that those programs can stay financially sound. And that background is really sort of given me the opportunity to look at it from a slightly different vantage point in terms of understanding the risks, understanding how risks can be managed. So a lot of that background is what I really tried to bring to bear in a lot of the content that I put onto the website, and hopefully will maybe give people a slightly different perspective on some of the issues.
That's very good. Well, John, I'm going to encourage people to go to the website nestedinterest.com. John Bevacqua has been our guest today, ladies and gentlemen. And John, I will catch up with you, and you and I'll talk about how we can take advantage of what you've done in helping our clients. So thank you for being on the program, John.
My pleasure, David. I appreciate the invitation.
You're very welcome.
Want to learn more about Real Money with David Holland? Visit us at realmoneyradio.com, where you can listen live or to the archives. You can also email us your questions, comments, or show ideas to info@realmoneyradio.com. Be sure to like us on Facebook at Real Money with David Holland.
Remember, nobody cares more about your money than you do. This has been Real Money with David Holland. Thank you for listening.